Until now, Stephanie Finch has been known primarily for her backup work with the band The Mission Express, fronted by her husband, the guitarist and producer Chuck Prophet. But with her new album, Cry Tomorrow, and her own backup band called The Company Men, rock critic Ken Tucker says Finch has come into her own.
Stephanie Finch sings in a high, plaintive register that can sound both pleading and firm, sarcastic and wry. It's a voice of knowingness from which innocence has been stripped away to reveal a performer who knows what she wants from herself and from other people. Many of Finch's songs, she wrote 6 of the 10 on this album, are guided as much by keyboard and guitar riffs as by her singing. This song uses a simple, insistent guitar hook that recalls the Velvet Underground or Jonathan Richman's Modern Lovers. It has the power of simplicity on Tina Goodbye. Prophet produced this album with Finch. They happened to be married. Prophet used to be in the band Green on Red and is part of Finch's group The Company Men. He's produced first-rate albums for singer-songwriters as various as Alejandro Escovedo and Kelly Willis. On Finch's album Cry Tomorrow, she covers a song that Prophet wrote for Escovedo called Sensitive Boys. Escovedo sang the song plaintively, as though sensitivity was a burden. Finch takes the song and makes it a sharp-eyed, tough-minded critique of boys who fancy themselves to be sensitive.
Sensitive boys, insensitive clothes, sensitive words, wrapped up in sensitive poems, big dreamy eyes, long French sleeves, shivering in the cold light of the New York City heat. Sensitive boys, here they come.
Here they come, watch them run.
Another superb song covered by Finch on this album is Count the Days 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, written and recorded in the 1960s by the brother and sister soul act Charlie and Inez Fox. Finch and Prophet rearranged the song, slowing it down and turning it into something else entirely. Where Charlie and Inez Fox sang Count the Days as a proclamation of romantic freedom, Stephanie Finch turns the tune into more of a threat that says, you'll be counting the days after I leave you. You will suffer when I'm gone. And it's all the more effectively devastating when sung in such a hauntingly matter-of-fact manner.
If you don't believe I'm leaving, count the days I'm gone. If you don't believe I'm leaving, count the days I'm gone.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
I gave you my heart, you gave me her. I gave you sugar, you gave me dirt. You said that I wouldn't have the nerve to leave. And if I did, I'd be the one to grieve. Well, if you don't.
There's a nice avoidance of singer-songwriter confessionalism throughout Cry Tomorrow. And the album title is apt. Stephanie Finch may cry tomorrow, but right now she's going to lay it all out for you, the good and the bad stuff that precedes any crying. And besides, who says she's the one who's going to be the one in tears when she gets finished with you?
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Cry Tomorrow from Stephanie Finch and the Company Men. You can hear several tracks from the album on our website, freshair.npr.org, where you can also download podcasts of our show. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our engineer is Bob Purdick. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Melody Kramer is our associate producer for online media. Roberta Shurrock directs the show. WHYY's chief content officer is Christine Dempsey. I'm Terry Gross.